Today, the weather is not so good, so there is more drowsiness than usual. So keep breathing in and out and feeling your body and your mind. Do not control. Don't control the mind to be calm. Just breathing in and feeling your body and your mind. Relax naturally. When you want to rest or you want to charge up your mental power, just sense your body and your mind, breathing in, breathing out. But if you want to practice wisdom, then breathing in and breathing out and observing your mind. If the mind is calm, just observe that. If the mind fabricate good or bad thought, just observe that. Just keep watching the mind changing between samatha and vipassana. If you are good at it, it will be those two practice alternately. If you're not good at this practice yet, between samatha and vipassana, the mind will switch between the two automatically. When you notice the tailak, the three common characteristics of the mind, that the mind cannot be controlled, and you see that the mind keeps changing, when the mind observes those noble truths, the mind would become calm automatically, and the mind switch to practice samatha automatically as well. For some practitioners, some people, when they practice, they only practice wisdom, and the mind now lost its power to observe, so you have to turn to do some samatha. When you do samatha practice, you should not focus on wanting the mind to be calm, because that one thing gonna make that samadhi practice without mindfulness, without seeing that one thing. The mind only can be calm if the mind is happy. Happiness of the mind is the cause of samadhi. Like your breath, breathing in and breathing out is something that is very relaxed. Breathing in, breathing out, and think about the goodness of Buddha, goodness of Dhamma, goodness of Sangha. If your mind likes that thing, when somebody think about Buddha, they feel happy. When the mind is happy from thinking about Buddha, then that happiness leads to calmness of the mind. Some people would like to consider or contemplating Dhamma too much can make the mind become restless. If you contemplate Dhamma at the right level, the mind could be calm, but too much, the mind gonna be restless. If you keep thinking about Dhamma, the mind can become restless and lost in thought. So you have to be cautious. When you think about the monk, think about Sangha, some people just keep going to see the monk and then go to the next monk to just learn the right way to think about the monk Sangha is to think of them as a whole. Like thinking about those monks during Buddha time. Those monks are very good monks. When you think about those monks, think about environment of how those monks live and study with Buddha, then the mind could be happiness and calm. But sometimes in today's, people think of the monk and the mind could fabricate bad thoughts because the monk today is not behaving too well. So think of today's monk, sometimes the mind is not happy, so the mind is not calm. Sometimes you think of today's monk, you got some anger. You call some monk who has been in monkhood for a long time, and you don't feel respect at all because of their behavior. So the key is, whatever you think about, you have to think about some thought that leads to the mind being happy. Or some people, they are good at thinking about death. A baby can die, a child can die, middle-aged person can die, old person can die. Thinking about death, some people think about death and they feel happy, they feel relaxed. But some people think about death and they might become sad. If that's the case, then death is not something that you should practice. Thinking about death is not something you should practice for your samatha. Somebody should contemplating their body, like the hair, the nail, the tooth, the teeth. So those are dirty things in your body. So some people to practice contemplating body parts, like those body parts are not nice, are dirty. So that's one of the mindfulness practice that Buddha teach, like contemplating or mindfulness practice using the body part as the base of practice or the object of practice. During Buddha era, in the past, there were times when Buddha go and rest alone in the forest, and the monk who practice while the Buddha went away, those monk practice using body part, and those monk saw that body part is dirty and not good, so those monk practice in the wrong way, they end up suiciding. When Buddha came back, Buddha asked Pa Anon, where are the monks? And Pa Anon replied, those monks contemplating the body and become bored with the body. So they end up killing themselves. So Buddha called all the monks and say, from now on, I'm gonna teach breathing concentration, breathing in and breathing out. Actually, those monks who suicide, they have some karma in the past that lead them to do the same thing, even when they met Buddha. So the key is to practice using some object of practice that make the mind happy, but it has to be happy for a good cause, not like you go gambling and you are happy gambling. That is not a good object for practice, because the mind keep changing the object of practice. Like if you play games, computer games, or if you concentrate on the stock market, like the stock market going up and down, and the mind is happy doing those. That is not a good practice, because those objects lead to kilesa. Like when the stock market goes up, the mind is happy. When the stock market index goes down, the mind become unhappy. So those objects is not a good object of practice. A good practice or object of practice have to be the one that doesn't stimulate kilesa. Like breathing in, breathing out, or contemplating Yosila contemplating, you're giving, contemplating the goodness of Buddha. So even though there are some object of practice that Buddha teach, not all will fit for you. Like there was a monk during Buddha time that monk practiced for a long time. All of his monk friend got enlightenment at some level, but that monk never get any level of enlightenment. So that monk one day decide to kill himself because he thought he eat food from the people, but he doesn't practice too well. So he used a knife and cut his throat, but before he died, he thought about his sila, and he thought, for sila, I have never violated any sila. I am always good at keeping my sila pure. So since he became the monk, he never violated any sila. Nobody ever blamed him about sila. Even Buddha never blamed him about sila violation. So he thought about his sila, and he become happy. His mind become happy, and when his mind become happy, the mind gets into a deep meditation and get enlightenment and become Arahanta right before he die. But that is a special skill. Nobody should try killing yourself and think about sila. It's not gonna happen for you. So the key is to choose an object of practice that makes the mind happy. Think about Buddha, think about Dhamma that Buddha teach, or think about the monk. Should be the monk in the past, not today's monks. Whatever object that leads to the mind being happy. Long Pa tells a story about when Long Pa started practicing 30 years ago. Long Pa thinks of those teachers, those monks. Those are all good teacher, great teacher. Long Pa think of those teacher and the mind is happy and calm. Long Pa go to many provinces to see many great teacher. He went to some province and see the great teacher, Long Pu Khao. There's also a great teacher, Long Pu Bua. There are so many great teachers 30 years ago. Long Pa went to Sakon Nakhon province. There's great teacher Juan, great teacher La, great teacher Long Pu Khampan. There are many great teachers. Even Long Pa went to Lai province. There's Long Pu Lien, Long Pu Thet, Long Pu Lui, Long Pu Chop, Long Pu Kham Di. When Long Pa, or when you think about great teacher, great monks, noble monks, there are just too many. You can go and see them all. So Long Pa has to go to some roots to pay respect to some great teacher. But one thing is, Long Pa said, when Long Pa start going and seeing many great teacher, Long Pu Dun already assured that Long Pa has been practicing well enough to go and see many other great teachers. For you all, if you are not practicing well enough, going to see teacher after teacher might not be good for you. Consider the right object for your practice. If you want to practice Samatha, choose the correct object of your practice. like Long Pa. Long Pa like breathing in and breathing out. So when Long Pa breathe in and breathe out, his mind become calm and happy. But for you all, when you practice, when you try to do a samatha practice, the first thing you do is your mind wants to be calm, and that one thing, it's like the mind controlling itself. The mind is like a child. When you control a child is not happy. It's the same. If you control your mind is not gonna be calm because your mind is unhappy. So, object of practice, the key is you have to focus your mind or concentrate your mind on an object of practice that the mind is happy with, without wanting the mind to be calm. If you start practicing samatha and the mind wants to be calm, then the mind will become unhappy. Long Pao asked who practice and become like that, and some people raise their hands. Long Pao also asked who do samatha practice and get angry. And Long Pao said, if you don't raise your hand, then you are a liar. Long Pao said, for all the beginner, the mind always wants to be good, want to practice well. So when you start breathing in, breathing out, to do samatha practice, because the mind wants to be calm, the mind will become unhappy, and the mind will get angry, the mind will get stressful. Long Pao tell a story about when he was walking and standing on the side of a road, even with a really loud noise from the street. Long Pao breathing in, breathing out, and Long Pao mind can become calm and get into deep meditation. So, once again, the key is to choose an object of practice that make the mind become happy. So the key is to choose an object that's fit for your practice. Think about Buddha, think about Dhamma, think about the monk, think about your giving, think about death, think about your sila, contemplating death, or using your breath. Everybody is different. So, come up with a good object for your practice, or think of your body parts. So you have to find that for yourself. What kamadhan, what object of practice that is good for you? Long Pao said there is one type of object of practice that Long Pao doesn't recommend. That is called kasin. Kasin is a type of samatha practice. Those kasin, the people who practice kasin, the mind could become calm, but the mind is not staying with the body and the mind. The mind move out and become calm. So Long Pao recommends thinking about Buddha, thinking about Dhamma, thinking about the monk, thinking about death, thinking or using your breath. Your breath. Now, don't copy other people practice, even your teacher practice. Find one for yourself. Whatever object or practice that leads your mind to be happy. So, the happy mind that observes the object of practice with a natural and relaxed mind, normal state of mind, that is the best state of mind for Dhamma practice. If you don't control, if you don't fabricate your mind, use the mind that is most natural. Use that mind and contemplating the object of your practice. The mind become happy automatically. Don't fake, don't pretend to be happy. So some people just pretend to be happy with some practice. Use the mind that is most natural. Longpo, pick on some guy, some student who actually fabricating their mind to be happy. Longpo said, that's not good. So don't control, don't fabricate your mind, don't make up your mind. Just use the mind that is most natural, contemplating your object of practice. With the right level of contemplating, the mind become happy, the mind become calm. So a happy mind can observe, can notice the object of practice. So keep practicing. One day, you're gonna get very good at your practice. So one day, if you have a fight with your spouse, when you fight with your spouse, just think about your object of practice. Or when you work on something, doing your job, and the mind become stressful, just contemplating, thinking about your object of practice, the mind become happy and calm, and the mind can come up with the solution. So, Longpo tells a story about when he worked for an organization. Some problems are just very difficult because there are so many factors that influencing the problem, and Longpo cannot came up with the solution. So Longpo's mind, he started resting his mind, like taking a nap, or when he think about how to solve this problem for the whole day. Longpo would come home, sleep. When the mind is happy and calm, after the mind is rest, then the mind would be able to come up with the solution to the problem. That is the result of samadhi. Longpo told a story about an architect. That architect has to design a very tall building, and the specification from the customer were very difficult, and that architect cannot come up with a good design. Like, if someone has to design a hospital, there are so many conditions, so many specifications. Like, this is where this thing has to go, because it has to be a good place to treat patients. Even the color of the room, like the people who got cancer who are treated with chemo, the color of the room where the patients, they have to be a light green color, because those light green color, if the patients stay in those light green color, they would vomit less. So that architect cannot come up with a good design for the building, and he cannot come up with the solution. And that architect went to bed, and in the morning when he woke up, he didn't think about how to get to the solution. The solution just came to his mind automatically, because his mind is relaxed. And when the mind is relaxed, the mind become happy, and samadhi automatically occur. With that samadhi, the solution to his job occur automatically. So if you are fighting with someone, you know, you should start breathing in and breathing out before you speak to someone and arguing with someone. So you're not gonna have a shouting with them. You just talk with someone using reason. So this practice will make you be even better at your own job. Longpo asks, do you feel that the people at your work, they're all bad, only you is good? If you feel like that, you have to consider yourself. How can other people all be all bad? and you are the only good one. And Long Pao asked a girl, is that right? How can other people are all bad, only you are good? There's no way that could be the case. So you have to contemplating yourself, consider yourself. If you do the practice incorrectly, you can become like that. So breathing in and out, or thinking about Buddha, or even thinking about Buddha artifact that you like, a Buddha statue that you like, whatever leads the mind to be happy, that's the right practice, object of practice for you. Long Pao asks, is anybody here ever criticize some Buddha statue, like this statue, smile too much, or looking too stressed? You know, the Buddha statue is for you to think about Buddha, think about Buddha goodness, not to criticize the look of that Buddha statue. You see, think of everybody in the past. Name a person who died thousands of years ago, and there are so many image or statue of that person. For bad people, nobody would make or create his statue. Only Buddha has so many statues around the world. So think about the greatness of Buddha. When you look at Buddha statue, you see, even some people look at a very nice looking Buddha statue, they can become unhappy because they think these people spend a lot of money to build this Buddha statue. Long Pao tell a story about a singer who is running throughout Thailand to raise money for the people. And the people laugh. You see, Long Pao said, the mind after you laugh is relaxed. Use this mind to observe your body breathing in and breathing out with a happy and natural mind. Notice that your mind is getting a little bit too calm, but this is not a good calmness of the mind because you are not good at it yet. So Long Pao said, keep practicing. When you practice vipassana only without samatha practice, the mind doesn't have enough power to actually observe body and the mind. So only when the mind has enough power, the mind can actually observe the three common characteristics of body and mind. Time for breakfast. Long Pao said, during breakfast is not, Long Pao never said stop practicing. You have to practice during breakfast as well.